This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is calling for a speedy impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate after the House decided to take the step of drafting articles of impeachment against him. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will draft articles of impeachment.
His wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution.
Saying he left Democrats no choice but to move ahead.
He's the one who's dividing the country on this.
The president said little about impeachment before reporters hours later.
It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
He'd earlier tweeted Democrats should get on with it so he can get a fair trial in the GOP-led Senate. The House is expecting a full vote by Christmas in just the fourth case of Congress trying to remove a chief executive. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A senior State Department official said Thursday Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to recent protests that swept the country. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook told reporters at the State Department on Thursday the U.S. has seen video of one incident in which more than 100 people were shot and killed, including children.
We cannot be certain because the regime blocks information. Among those murdered are at least a dozen children, including 13 and 14-year-olds.
Hook cited unspecified reports and provided no evidence of the death toll. Amnesty International recently said more than 200 people were killed in the recent unrest over economic hardship. Stocks were slightly higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.1%, while the S&P 500 added 0.15%. The Nasdaq gained 0.05%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. and British law enforcement officials announced charges against two notorious Russian cyber criminals Thursday, accusing them of engaging in a decade-long crime spree that resulted in tens of millions of dollars stolen from victims around the world. Maxim Yakubets and Igor Turashev were key figures in a Russian hacking group known as Evil Corp. They allegedly used malicious software to steal more than $100 million from hundreds of banks and financial institutions in more than 40 countries. Brian Benchkowski is the Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department's Criminal Division.
Yakubets is a true 21st century criminal who, with the stroke of a key and the click of a mouse, committed cybercrimes across the globe. He's earned his place on the FBI's list of the world's most wanted cyber criminals.
Both men remain at large. The U.S. State Department announced a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Yakubets. France's public transport networks ground to a halt on Thursday as unions dug in for a nationwide strike. As Reuters' Francesca Lina reports, it was aimed at forcing President Emmanuel Macron to abandon plans to overhaul the country's pension system.
Thousands of railway workers, teachers, and emergency room medics walked out of work and onto the streets in protest. According to BFM News Channel, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Nantes. In Lyon, banners reading Macron get lost and don't touch our pensions were on display. And in Paris, the transport network ground to a near halt and the Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors. Transport unions have set no end date for the strike, which is one of the biggest public sector actions in decades.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. Chinese telecom giant Huawei filed a lawsuit in U.S. federal court to throw out a Trump administration rule that bans phone carriers in rural areas from using money from a multi-billion-dollar government fund to purchase Huawei's equipment. The United States and others worry that tech companies in countries with authoritarian governments like China's could be subject to state influence, making the networks insecure. And President Donald Trump helped light the national Christmas tree on Thursday, taking part in a nearly century-old holiday tradition in the nation's capital. The lighthearted honor for presidents, going back to Calvin Coolidge, came on an otherwise difficult day for the president. The 9-meter-tall tree is decorated with 50,000 lights and 450 giant white star ornaments. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.